Cuba and much more. Today is Tuesday, October 31, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, according to the Presidency of the Republic, during the most recent meeting of the Council of Ministers, emphasized that the main call has to be to produce more with our own effort, with our own talent, and with our own capabilities and potential. The head of state took advantage of this meeting, led by Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz, and with the presence of the highest leadership of the government in the nation, to share the analysis carried out with the provincial bureaus of the Communist Party and the governors in all the territories during this month. He mentioned the measures of saving, energy efficiency, and adjustment in the economic and social activity that were adopted to face the specific situation we had with the fuel deficit. He insisted on that we cannot hesitate to modify what has not yielded results and propose new measures, propose new actions to continue increasing energy efficiency and savings. The president stressed the potentialities and that we have to take advantage by working in a different way. He also spoke of pulling together in the same direction without supplanting functions and each doing what corresponds to each one of us. The National Association of Italy-Cuba Friendship, ANAIC, donated 27,000 euros to Cuba to support a research on a vaccine against dengue fever, in addition to the 19,000 previously donated, a spokesman said. Marco Papacci, national president of ANAIC, told Prensa Latina that in a ceremony held in the city of Milan, a check for that amount was handed over to Cuban scientist Gerardo Guillen, director of biomedical research at the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, CIGB. Guillen, who is also secretary of the CIGB Scientific Council, thus concluded a visit to this country, where he arrived on October 27 at the invitation of this solidarity group and in just 72 hours completed an extensive work agenda. On October 28, during a meeting organized in that city by ANAIC with the participation of the Cuban ambassador, Mirta Granda, the Cuban expert, explained to medical specialists details about the CIGB's research to obtain the drug. The return of the Chilean airline LATAM to Cuba marks an increase in the possibilities for tourism in the country, together with other recently inaugurated trips, tour operators and travel agents commented. Professionals from the recreational sector consider that air links are a fundamental element for the recovery of Cuba's tourism, an effort that embraces most of the country's economic sectors. After 3 years of interruption due to the COVID-19 pandemic, LATAM resumed flights to Cuba from Lima, Peru, with 4 weekly frequencies. At Havana's José Martí International Airport, authorities from the Cuban Ministry of Tourism and the Civil Aeronautics Engineers, at a time when the country is focusing on rescuing outbound markets with a view to boosting tourism development. In Lima, moments before takeoff, LATAM executive Van Oort highlighted the importance of resuming operations between the two countries, giving Peruvians the opportunity to get to know Cuba as a destination and develop tourist, cultural, and historic links. Poets and troubadours, members of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, UNIAC, demanded in Havana the end of the genocide that Israel is carrying out against the Palestinian people. Cuban intellectuals expressed their rejection to the massacre of civilians in the territories of Palestine, as well as the pro-war policy of the United States, which supports Tel Aviv's actions before the United Nations. Poetess Nancy Morejon, National Literature Prize winner, pointed out that the world is witnessing an extreme moment, what Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro called in the 60s the philosophy of this possession. For his part, graphic humorist and painter Aristides Hernandez lamented the loss of human lives, the destruction, and wondered to what extent art has the strength to change all the terror of war and death. The only solution to all conflicts, he stressed, is in peace. War only enriches a few, and added that artists must unite in defense of dialogue and creation. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.